Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
I think there's a 65% chance.
I don't give a shit about numbers.
They're going to take the guy that they hope would be the successor to Brady.
Being able to sit behind the GOAT.
I, too, had sex with a GOAT.
Dale Arnold.
Am I the number 10?
I'm going to let you guys figure it out.
Huh.
I hold all the cards now.
Grow up. Rich Keith.
When I look at LeBron, he's not what Michael was. LeBron doesn't have that gene.
Dale and Keith. Middays.
So I tried out to get a radio show at my high school radio station, and they said no.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. We've been, it's a false count anywhere Friday, so it's actually designed to be all over the place.
All bets are off, everywhere. Dale, on a Friday.
I mean,
a feel-good Friday.
We talked about the Dempster fire.
Dale's really tickled himself with the Dell Dempster fire.
I just cracked myself up with that one.
Yeah.
We've talked about the Patriots and the possibility of getting the replacement for Tom Brady in the upcoming draft. We've talked Red Sox, Dustin Pedroia, met with the media today, and the rancor that he still seems to generate in a fair number of Red Sox fans. Little did I know, and this is all on me, as Chris Russo would say, bad job by me. I didn't realize that the obvious answer, the Patriots have the answer in front of them right now about what to do about Tom Brady.
How to replace him, you mean?
Yes.
Oh.
And we just needed somebody with a little more football intelligence than I have. Not that that's very hard.
A Hall of Famer, perhaps?
A Hall of Famer, like Chris Carter, to tell you exactly what they should do.
The ball control component with the lack of offensive line developing and how you can be physical now in the NFL, because it's the lack of practice time, other teams won't be able to defend that. So that's where I see the trend now. And I wouldn't be surprised if they sign Colin Kaepernick, get a veteran player, still sit behind Brady for a year, because in the NFL, if he's going to get back in the league, it's going to take a head coach and an owner like Kraft and Belichick.
He just said,
excuse me,
I wouldn't be surprised if they signed Kaepernick. So Kaepernick was a lawsuit.
Have they had any opportunities before now?
He has a lawsuit against the league. He's been out for two full seasons, and he wouldn't be surprised. Like, that wouldn't surprise him.
Where does that thought process come from?
Nobody's saying this, so I'm going to say this.
Okay.
That's all I can think
of. Okay, but shouldn't something bring you?
It should be based on something.
Or just show me the string of logic, or show me the thought process.
So here's what I would say where he's got, well, I don't want to give him any more than this, but the Patriots would be willing to sign anybody. The Patriots team, I think, would bring in anybody, whether it's Albert Haynesworth, whether it's Randy Moss, Corey Dillon, Chad Ochocinco, Josh Gordon.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they signed Colin Kaepernick.
Tim Tebow, they brought in Tebow. Like, they're not worried about distractions. So they would be a franchise that would be willing to take anybody.
If Belichick thought he could get something out of Kaepernick,
that's the only reason. That's the only place I could go.
He would have the courage. Is the wrong word, because he just doesn't give a damn.
No, he doesn't.
He has the give a damn factor to say, "Yeah, sure, I'll sign."
And they would say, right. "We're
he's
doing
sort of
this.
Been available before this, hasn't he?
He has.
He's been readily
and they,
available in all formats.
And they went with Brian Hoyer instead.
That's right.
So
they went with Hoyer.
You know, but the idea that Kaepernick is the
wouldn't
could
be
the future.
No, he's not the future. First of all, he's 31, and I know Brady's 41, but how many quarterbacks, you know, play that long? So he's not the answer. And in fact, if he was on any team, I would be shocked. Meanwhile, Chris Carter would not be surprised.
If it's the Patriots.
No.
Who's
now,
signed?
Would he need $20 million to play for the Patriots, too?
Presumably so.
He needs $20 million to play in the AAF, but apparently, would he play for less as a backup in New England?
Well, that $20 million was over 3 years, like the normal AAF contract.
No, it was one. I don't think
no.
so.
Right?
No, it was one.
You know what?
Right?
Fine. Okay. Even if it was. Right. Even if it was, I think it's not happening there. So that's,
I don't know where Chris Carter got it.
It's another option, though.
I don't know if he woke up in a cold sweat in the middle of the night and went, Kaepernick, Patriots.
Well, here's another question for you. Do you think Brian Hoyer will be the backup next year?
I think if they go with a quarterback that they think might be a second round or even a late first round pick, maybe Hoyer will still be here.
Yeah,
you know, in terms of helping the transition. If what we read about Hoyer, how helpful he is in terms of helping this team get ready.
Right, they do like him, obviously.
Yeah, which means that
players on the team said he was one of the stars of the pre-Super Bowl preparation.
Yeah. Well, he was the guy. Sniffed something out with the Rams and everything else. He seems like a coach type, you know, in waiting. But, yeah, I just, maybe, because we've seen them carry two quarterbacks for so long. So you feel like if they did get their true backup, maybe they would let him go. But either way, I mean, it's not going to be
They would
Kaepernick.
Probably not. If they drafted a guy this year, they would probably not feel comfortable with maybe sticking not. Him in a, you know, if God forbid something happened to Brady. Okay, here we go, kid. You're in there.
I feel like you're screwed either way. If Brady goes down, doesn't matter who's backing you up.
You are. It wouldn't matter. You know, that team, the Castle, took over and went 11-5 with.
Yeah.
You know, you still had Randy Moss. You had Wes Walker.
You had a lot of dudes still on that team. It was a good run. I mean, he did the best he could, but yeah.
Yeah. But I wouldn't be surprised at all to see him use a pick, an early pick, on a future backup.
I'll say it's much more likely than him signing Colin Kaepernick.
Agreed.
Much more. But again, you think about it this way. Are we talking about 2 years or 3 years for Tom Brady? Because if you get a guy in the first round, now you've got him for 5 years, correct?
Right. I think Brady plays 2 years. Okay.
I think you'll know that based on the contract extension that I think they'll get done in this offseason.
Yeah, but
I think you'll have a real good idea of the blueprint.
They may throw him a bonus year to that he doesn't even expect.
Yeah, that could be.
My guess is he signs a 2-year extension to go with the year that he has left.
Yep.
That he's under contract for 3 years.
And would that put him at 45? Or maybe no, that
44,
put him at 44.
I think.
Yeah. Well, which close.
Is probably more realistic.
That would still be ridiculous.
That would
be absurd.
Exactly.
But if you draft a quarterback now, and he's sitting around for 3 years. Now you're right there with, in your situation again. Even if that's Brady's last year, he's in that young quarterback's in the last year of his contract. Unless he was a first round pick, now he's got 2 years of him.
Right.
So you're in a position where you're going to have to sign the guy as soon as Tom Brady. Then you'll lose salary cap money too. So it's not going to be Colin Kaepernick.
No.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
No, it doesn't.
And I don't know where that came from, and I'm not sure what Chris Carter was thinking at the time, other than nothing.
Don't try to explain. You're fine.
I was trying to. Yeah, that makes no sense.
All right, let's get back to the call to you guys. Neil's down on the Cape. Hey, Neil.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I think what Chris Carter was saying, I could be wrong, I didn't hear the entire comment that he made in the context, but I think he was saying the way the Patriots operate, and you'd be surprised at what they do. He's saying, I wouldn't be surprised if they would hire Colin Kaepernick, like go to an extreme as a hyperbole. You think that's what he meant? Or does he really think that?
It's as good a guess as any, but the way he was talking, the way he sounded, I think he believed what he was saying.
The trend now, and I wouldn't be surprised if they signed Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think
Colin Kaepernick attitude was like,
okay, I mean, maybe.
You know, so that's,
I mean, maybe.
So unpredictable. I kind of felt like that's what he was saying.
One of those things where they're the Patriots. They can do whatever they want to do, and it's going to work.
Right. I think not everybody can, because the Patriots have that luxury of giving Bill Belichick the reins to do as he wants.
Yeah, they could do whatever they want.
Oh, no, listen. I was going to say Bill Belichick could do that. I'm actually not even sure if he could. It's one of those rare instances where it may well be that Robert Kraft would say, Bill, he has sued all of us. He sued the entire National Football League. We can't bring him in. I don't know that, but I'm guessing that would be one of those.
He's like, we agreed
instances.
With the other owners not to bring. I mean, never mind.
And even beyond the collusion thing, he's got a lawsuit against the NFL.
Still sit behind Brady for a year.
Right, so you can groom him for a year.
Only for a year.
So now
right?
He's out of football for 3 years by the time he plays again.
Right.
That makes all the sense in the world.
I love when I hear something absurd like that. I always want to figure out the thought process. How you came?
See,
to
I
that
don't
conclusion.
Think you should put yourself.
Yeah, I think you're.
This,
don't
Steve.
Don't worry
it's,
about
it's,
it.
It's just beyond.
Don't worry about
I'm human
very
capability.
Good at understanding dumb things. I'm very good at that.
That's fair. And why'd you look at both of us?
Yeah. I didn't.
You,
I just,
you
I
looked seem back at, to be looking
I understand
at us.
What you're saying?
I know. I was shaking my head. Unlike you guys, is what I was saying. Unlike, but it's just again, it's one of those things where was he trying to give Kaepernick a little nudge or what? I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't
I have
know.
No idea. It's nonsensical.
Right.
It really is. I don't get it.
And there's been
hotter
it's
takes
ungettable.
Out there. Yeah.
That's a good reason why you don't get it. Peter's in JP. Hey, Peter.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Peter.
I watch next year, and I'm praying they don't trade for Anthony Davis. With Anthony Davis, if they got their team, okay, trade their draft picks, and he walks after a year, they're back in the lottery. They are definitely back in the lottery. And we've worked so hard, and I'm invested in this team so much, is because we had the sixth pick in the draft, Marcus Smart, third pick in the draft, Jaylen Brown, who I wouldn't mind seeing go. they said Jason.
Yeah. All right. I think.
Let's just get into that.
I meant. I don't know if you were.
You didn't
let the music play, Ross. Yeah. That was like a real quick hook.
That was a legit bomb.
That was a real quick
hook. You actually sort of dropped the bomb on yourself.
So, long story short, he doesn't want to make the trade for Anthony Davis because he likes all the young guys.
I agree with him, by the way.
And it's understandable.
Not because I like the young guys, because I don't think you can re-sign Anthony Davis.
But 1 year of Davis and Irving, I think it makes you the best team in the East. And if Durant leaves the Warriors,
you are dead for the next 10 years.
Assuming they both leave. Yeah. Right, and there's a chance that they both stay, and then you're the favorite for 5 more years.
I think there's almost no chance Anthony Davis stays. Then I'd say there's probably slim chance that Kyrie Irving stays.
See, I don't know if there's no chance, because now by the time his contract is up, you're assuming he would go to L.A., right?
Yes.
Now LeBron's 35, and who else is playing with LeBron? This great recruiter, who's he gotten there so far? Nobody. Who else wants to play with him besides Anthony Davis that we've heard of?
Zion.
Nobody. Yeah, he's right. He's tampering right now with Zion Williamson. But that's my point. So if LeBron, and I don't know how they would get Zion, but let's say they find a way to get these guys. You have a 35-year-old LeBron with a 20-year-old right. Zion. Like, time's that's not a championship out. Team. LeBron, he already said the other day, I don't have any goals. I've accomplished everything I want to accomplish. Lakers fans are saying, what about getting us to the playoffs again? What about turning around this franchise?
He came here for a reason.
He's done. So I don't think it's a guarantee that guys in another full year that Anthony Davis would leave and go play with LeBron.
Duffy's up in Maine. Hey, Duffy.
Hi. Good afternoon. I appreciate the Anthony Davis discussion, and I think you guys are reasoning well. Mm. I understand about the Rose Rule.
Yes.
And I'd like to point out that in his 1 year of college, in the championship game, I don't think he scored any points, but he was the best player. And what? So that's reminiscent of Bill Russell.
He can
change a game on the defensive end. So
you don't need to sell us on Anthony Davis, Duffy. I think we're all fans of his game.
Good. And we could probably back away from the comparison to Bill Russell in an attempt to sell us.
Bill Russell is a slightly better winner. To this point,
I mean, you don't know Anthony Davis
a little bit.
Perhaps
Olympic,
if Anthony Davis
champion,
came,
yeah, a couple of college
NCAA
championship.
Davis, Olympic gold medalist.
Anthony Davis won a
NCAA championship.
No, Olympics, I believe. He's on the Olympic team. Mm-hmm. Not too long ago, he's got that and an NCAA champion.
That's back when the pros did it. Back when Bill Russell did it, it was a college thing. With college kids playing, well,
playing against some. Kind of
but I think he was.
He's
wasn't
played basketball men. Before.
I think what? He was on the 12 team. He might have been like right after college. Huh? Either way.
Oh, no. They changed it. They changed it way back. Remember?
No. The team was all NBA guys, but I'm saying he might have been. I forget if I remember correctly. He like might have been like his rookie year.
Oh, yeah.
He always
had a
saying.
Representative college. Yeah. That's right. But
they didn't like have to, but they often would bring in somebody. He had 6 points in the championship game, by the way. Not zero. But still.
Yeah.
You know, it was more of an impact on defense.
I just can't.
So do you like Anthony Davis, guys? Good player. He was good in college.
He's not.
This whole thing has been a dumpster fire.
Thank you.
He's not. He's
the segment
not,
that you're talking about, Alvin?
I love Anthony Davis, the player. I hate the Anthony Davis right now.
Who's a bit much.
If there is a dumpster fire, and there is, he lit the match to it.
Yep.
I hate what he's doing to the Pelicans.
But you wouldn't rule out him being an MVP candidate next year.
Oh, no, he's a great player.
Yeah.
Right, but is he simply looking out for his best interest? And isn't the team in deciding not to trade him looking out for their best interest? I mean,
both kind of are, yeah. There's no real overlap.
What point does the individual's desire mean more than the organization's desire?
I'm not a huge fan of the whole, you know, players deciding which groups of guys they're going to play with. It does drive me a little nuts to begin with. But for him to now forget about the fact that I'm a free agent and I'm going to go get with this free agent and that free agent, he's now got, you know, this year and next year under contract. Oh, by the way, trade me to that team.
Yeah, that's what I don't like. I think if there's all these free agents, like as much as I dislike LeBron, Wade, and Bosch decided as free agents, we're going to one team.
That's the system. That's within the
rules. But then you signed that contract extension. You have 2 years left. It's one thing if you want to be traded. It happens in every sport. Guys are upset. They can make it known. But you should still go out and play for your team, and you can't tell them where you're going. Like that I think is ridiculous.
Yeah, but you know
ridiculous.
What? If you have leverage, why wouldn't you exert the leverage to get what you want?
He's got the leverage, I suppose, but
he doesn't have any leverage right now.
Well, he kind of does. But in the long run,
I think he misplayed it. He doesn't right now. What he tried to do was force leverage.
Right.
And
he miscalculated.
What he's done is light a match to that. That's
going to happen. When anybody thinks that they can control a situation, the downside is that you really can't. But it's been proven before that many NBA players can dictate the scenario. It's happened in Major League Baseball, too. Although Major League Baseball put in their contracts about no trade or certain teams they couldn't be traded to. But I've got no problem, although I don't philosophically like it. I get no problem with players taking whatever leverage they can, because the owners will take leverage in any possible situation they can.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's Dale and Keefe with Diassi, Sports Radio WEEI.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's LYST. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Middays with Dale and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Look, guys, if Kyrie is off this team, if Anthony Davis, which we don't even know if he's having the conversation with the Celtics, but is he even part of that? Because Anthony Davis also is a Hall of Fame type of player, an all-time great type of player. The only thing that's different between Kyrie and Anthony Davis is Kyrie has that one title with LeBron. Kyrie has to solidify himself as an all-time great by winning one without. Think about Kobe won with Shaq. You know, after he won, when he didn't have Shaq, that meant a whole lot more to him. Anthony Davis, for him to win multiple championships, it would be like going to Boston with Kyrie Irving. I'm not sure he's having that conversation if Kyrie's not there.
Kyrie, by the way, is in Charlotte, ready to go. We don't know if he's going to play yet.
Well, he's coaching Team USA tonight in the Rising Stars Challenge. How about that? Jason Tatum can't get away from Kyrie even for a night.
He said, no. Jason Tatum said Kyrie should be coaching. He's the best all-star there this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, nice sentiment.
Anyway, good. At least they're on the same page. Yeah. Good to hear.
You're not buying it, huh?
No. Jaylen Brown's the bigger problem with Kyrie. Yeah. I'm sure Tatum and Kyrie are fine. They can talk about what dorm they were in at Duke. That's what they can talk about.
So we mentioned yesterday that Chris Forsberg he had tweeted out about, you know, the difference between how the Celtics have
performed. Yeah, so even though they have a good record, the reality is the offensive rating, the net rating, and all that is much better with Kyrie.
Clearly a better team. The numbers are better with Kyrie than without him. So Danny Ainge linked to the tweet.
Yeah.
Danny Ainge doesn't tweet a lot, by the way.
He occasionally, he'll get in there once in a while.
He'll drop one now and then. So he linked to the Forsberg tweet and just responded, duh, with a shamrock.
A shamrock emoji.
Right.
Duh. Yeah, because I heard.
You think Danny Ainge actually says "duh"?
Yeah, I do. I bet he does. I mean, he's got kids. Tweet it.
He's got kids.
Yeah. I bet he does. But I heard he was asked about it. If you know, some fans see the winning and they wonder if they're better without Kyrie. And he was just like, I don't understand that at all. Like, that is so dumb,
right,
to even suggest that you take the most talented player off of your team that suddenly you're better.
You know what? If you want to have this argument that there's too much talent and not enough basketballs to go around, that's your coach's job to take care of
it
that
is.
Equation.
It is.
I mean, these guys, most guys will do what they can to help a team win championships. If you've got too much talent, is that a legitimate complaint?
Could that really be your excuse? It's like, we had too many guys.
Well, I will say this, and talent is obviously the key, and I understand that. Right. But it is possible that if you've got too many talented players and a limited number of minutes and mm-hmm. one basketball, that you could have issues develop in an organization.
Yeah, that's the coach's responsibility to take care of that.
You got
to
figure it out. Now, this is a challenge unlike any that Brad Stevens has ever had. He's never had so much talent. The thing that he always got credit for was taking a good group and making them great, or an average group making them good, whatever it was. This is, all right, you have three former All-Stars. You have two up-and-coming potential All-Stars. You got a pretty good bench. Make it happen. And the expectations are you're going to win the East. So that's been difficult. But, you know, we made a lot out of this most recent back-to-back losses against L.A. and how they had these big leads and they blew them. But they've won 12 of 15 or whatever it is going into the All-Star break. So, like, the wins have actually been coming along here. It's just we look at how bad those losses were, and it feels like that was, like, 10 losses, when in reality it was only two. They're in fourth place right now. They're a game behind third place.
What their record's been like since the start of the calendar year. They've had a great record.
It has.
And you also look at the possibility of progressing as a 4 or 5 seed, too.
I mean, you don't want to be there.
Right.
I don't think you want to be there. If they're the third seed, you got to feel good at least about the first round matchup. Ideally, you get to number two, but that's going to take some doing. Because now if you're on the road in the second round, and we saw how important home court was last year in the playoffs. Now, that also was without Kyrie, and you were relying on a lot of young guys who were so much better at home than they were on the road. But still, if you can find a way to move up into the standings, you give yourself another chance to get back in there. I was looking it up. They are, I think they have the fourth odds, or they tied for third for their odds to win the whole thing right now.
Hmm.
So the Golden State Warriors are clearly the favorite. In fact, they're number minus 230, which is ridiculous. Like, to have a favorite that heavy.
Oh,
yeah. Like,
Shimes in the other room going,
you guys like that?
Minus 230, huh?
The Toronto,
make money off this.
The Toronto Raptors are second at plus 750. And then tied for third is the Celtics and Bucks at plus 950.
Bet in the house.
We want to get in on plus 950 is a nice little.
It's a great number right now.
We want to do that? Put a G on that?
Do you think those numbers are accurate, that the Celtics are tied for the third best odds to win an NBA title?
I'd put the Bucks clearly ahead of them, and then I'd put the Celtics fourth. I think the Celtics have the fourth best chance.
So there's only one team in the West for you.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you figure you only got to beat one team in the West.
Well, they're going to beat whoever comes out of there. Right, the East is a toss-up. The West is Golden State. I don't think it could be Denver or Oklahoma City or Portland. Those teams would all surprise me much, much more than whoever comes out of the East. Like, I wouldn't know who to put all my money on in the East right now. If I was forced to make a bet today, it'd be Milwaukee. But I think if you put your money on Boston, that's not a terrible bet.
No, but you've got plenty of reason to be hesitant about that.
Sure, you do. But Milwaukee has to prove it, too. You know, I mean, I know Giannis is the best player in the conference, but you look at their team right now, they're playing really well. But you get into the playoffs, I don't know. I mean, Giannis doesn't shoot very well from the outside. You know, could you limit him a little bit? And do they have other guys that you would really expect to step up? Does that look like a NBA Finals team? Like, some nights they do, but I don't think they're unbeatable.
617-779-7937. Lazario's in Saugus. Hey, Lazario.
Ooh, Lazario.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good. Great. How are you?
Hey, two things I want to touch on. The first one's for all you guys, and that's in regards to the quarterback situation, you know, to take over for Brady. And it's contingent on Nick Foles signing with this team, and I don't hear enough about it. But what's your guys' take on, say, Nick Foles signs with the Jacksonville Jaguars? and you give up a third, fourth round pick, and you bring Blake Bortles on board to sit behind Brady for a year or two.
No thanks.
He's young. He's under team control for a few more years.
He stinks.
Not a lot of money.
I don't really like him.
You don't like him?
I don't like Blake Bortles. Although the Patriots did. The report was the year, because he was drafted the same year as Jimmy Garoppolo. Of course, he was third overall, but the reports were that was their favorite quarterback in the draft that year.
I think under this system, you know, given a chance, you saw what he did 2 years ago. He's a good quarterback given, you know, the right system, the right things around.
Not really. And the other problem, and I hate to throw a monkey wrench in your plan here, Lazario, the Eagles are going to franchise Foles on Tuesday.
But then they're going to trade him, don't you think?
Trade him.
I would imagine.
I mean.
They can't. Really?
Yeah.
How much money they got invested in Wentz?
A lot.
He's still on his rookie deal, right? But he was the second overall pick, so he's going to have a good amount of money. Good, or did they extend him? I don't know if they did.
I thought maybe they did.
I don't think they're going to.
And then listen, just real quick, point number two, Dale. What's the likelihood for the Bruins we get Wayne Simmons, and what do you think we will get in reality? And is there any chance that the Bruins make a move for Tarasenko? And I'll leave you guys with that.
I think that the Bruins are desperately in search of a big deal at the trade deadline. Simmons is reportedly one of those players who's available. I have been convinced by my nighttime partner, Billy Jaffe, that the Bruins would be better served to try to acquire Mark Stone from the Ottawa Senators, that would be a better move for them. Artemi Panarin's going to cost you a boatload, and he's already said he's going to free agency in the offseason. So how much are you willing to give up for a rental? I think that the Bruins want to make a big deal. I think they'd prefer to do it for a guy with some contract term left. I love Tarasenko, too. He's going to cost you a lot of money. Of the guys that I've just mentioned, Tarasenko, Panarin, Stone, Simmons would probably be fourth on that list.
All those guys are contract years, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so they're all rentals.
What else you got? It's coming up next. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WE.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah.
It's Middays with Dale and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
No better way to go out than with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Is that
music.
It? That's all the time
much.
We got?
I mean, well,
that's
almost.
It? Time flies.
A couple of things that we didn't get to throughout the course of the program right now.
What else you got?
Dale?
I'll start with this one. And you knew it was going to happen eventually as well. It appears that some wacky funsters out there have catfished the college recruiting system. a young man by the name of Blake Carringer, an offensive tackle listed at 6'6", 315 pounds, got 3- and 4-star reviews from some of these scouting services out there.
Yeah.
He doesn't exist.
He's a made-up person?
He's a made-up person. Some high school kids in Nevada made him up.
Pretty funny.
Took the photograph of an actual signee for Arizona, turned him into this kid. Went out and made up some stuff and
video
and got.
Because you wonder how they rank every one of these players. Now
the answer
every
is
one of them.
if one ranks them,
yeah,
and
oh,
that's
yeah.
what happened, yep. Rivals.com
oh, once Rivals
gave this kid
you,
a ranking,
it.
And then everybody else started picking up on it. Well, if they've got him, we've got to have him.
That is really funny.
So they got catfished
yep.
by some high school kid in Nevada who made up a college football
Good
player.
For him.
A college football
well, there's
recruit.
There's a whole cottage industry up out there about putting together highlight films for your high school kids and
yeah.
you know, even trying to offer saying that they offer scholarship, not offer scholarship,
yeah.
they can expedite the scholarship.
I
gotta
dig up my VHS highlight tape. Find that somewhere.
We Work need that.
Oh, do we
gotta,
ever?
I gotta find that. Yeah.
What else you got?
Well, so this is just circling back to the firing of Pelicans GM Dell Demps. I know a lot of people out there.
You mean
there,
the Dempster fire?
The Dempster fire.
Thank
Dell,
you.
Yep, one last
Thank
go
you,
at
Rich.
It. That was pretty good. A lot of people
was it better
theorized.
This time?
Maybe the best.
Okay.
Maybe the best. A lot of people came up with their theory that there was a sort of a handshake, a little wink-wink deal between the Celtics and the Pelicans that, hey, we won't trade him to the Lakers now, but if Jason Tatum's available in the offseason, we'll make that deal. Now, I know Danny Ainge just said that's not the case because you can't say a trade is done
because,
5 months in
oh,
advance.
Oh, by the way, the guy's playing for you right now.
But you wonder if there has been some sort of deal at all, if the Celtics talk to them saying, hey, we can't trade for him now, but we are very interested, and if that's what helped things up.
That
if,
would never happen.
Yeah, so I think a lot of us thought maybe that there was... But now you're going to have to start fresh because Dell Demps no longer there. So if the Celtics are going to acquire Anthony Davis, any kind of groundwork that they had done, that's out the window because there's going to be a new sheriff in town at some point this season. And more importantly, in the offseason, when I'm sure they're going to call New Orleans once again.
Well, the interim GM reportedly could be Danny Ferry.
Oh, Danny Ferry. He's had some issues. I don't know if you want Derek Ferry as your guy. Anyway.
What else you got?
Yeah. Anyway.
I just want to have a chance to do a quick plug for an event that I've been doing now for 11 years or so. We organized it 11 or 12 years ago. It's for the Shriners. We all know what great work the Shriners do, and it's the big place they have up in Wilmington. The Shriners, the Lepo Shrine in Wilmington, they have a huge area where we've been doing a cigar night for the last 12 years.
How did they talk you into that?
I talked them into for the charity. And 12 years ago, we had 50 guys in this huge area, and now last year we had 650 guys. And if you ever. If you hate smoke, don't come. But if you want to
don't show up for this.
It's
Fair
a
enough.
Fantastic night. And you know the biggest thing is? We've raised so much money for the Shriners. And it's a cause that's dear to my heart. And they call the Shriners up in Wilmington and or Pleasant Smoke in Malden. They can help you out. But a bunch of people there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We got to get out of here. If you're up tonight late.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing tonight,
I'll be doing Bruins hockey tonight. 9:30 pregame with Barry Peterson. 10 o'clock face-off in Anaheim against the Ducks.
Start. Oh, my God.
And another late one tomorrow night, too. I'll be
the weekend.
Fine.
It's the weekend.
Thank you. I can sleep in.
Take a little in your
Unless
own
I'm
bed.
On the couch.
Yeah, well,
then we'll have to see how it goes.
That could happen.
OMF's coming up next after we say goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.